Ladies and gentlemen, another Saturday night, and if you don't have nobody, you have Don and Wynn. This is the Don and Wynn Show, for your listening pleasure. Cosmic radio at its best. Will we be doing our dirty laundry today, or will we be inspired? We don't know.
We never know.
This is a jump into the pool of, go ahead, Don, you finish. Pool of what?
Pool of something. Pool of something.
Okay.
Pool of something. And sure, yep. I'm sure that's what it is.
So, Don, you know what we're going to do tonight? You ready?
I'm ready.
Now, let me just tell you, I'm not going to tell you what we're going to do, because that would violate your free will. So I can't tell you what to do.
All right.
But what I'm going to
do... You could.
Well, you wouldn't listen to me.
You could try.
If I was ordering you around, neither of us is very good at being ordered around, right?
That's right.
Now,
okay, hold on. I'm adjusting your volume. Can you sing?
What's that?
Can you sing for a second?
Can I sing for a second?
Yeah, sing something.
I would sing for my supper. Are you buying dinner?
I thought we went through that the last time you asked.
La, 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 la.
All right, you're good.
Da, 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 no. Da, 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 da.
Excellent.
Yeah.
You're in perfect form today.
So you're in tune.
You're in tune, my friend.
I hear you were interviewed about on the Dream Path show, correct?
Yeah, you know, we had an interview. You know, funny, you that was an interesting one. Only because, yeah, I was pretty personal on that one. I almost wonder, was I too personal?
What was the most embarrassing thing you revealed on that show? Oh, hey, Don.
Hey.
I want you to meet Ryan.
Ryan.
Ryan is an aspiring star in Hollywood. We're on the internet now. You said I'm on the internet radio.
He's famous now. He's on the
Ryan.
Internet.
Hang on.
Hi, Don. Sorry, what? I can't stop and say hello, but it's very nice to introduce myself to you.
Well, Ryan, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Well, I hope to speak with you soon. I'll pass off my email, but thanks.
Well, you bet. Pleasure. Hey, Ryan, we already have a caller, I think.
What are we doing? What are we doing right tonight?
I don't know. Should we take the call or?
Yeah, take it.
Oh, hey. Caller, you're going on the air.
Anything to protect us from each other.
I think we got a caller.
Who's this?
Oh, this is, who's this? This is Doug.
Is this
Doug?
Yeah.
How are you, twin?
I'm doing good. Are we online?
We are live.
We are live. You were telling all the people about our immaturity as growing up.
Yeah, you know, they wanted something really private.
Yeah,
Dream Path.
That was pretty private.
It was, you know, again, I should have told you. I didn't, you know, I've been regretting it myself. Now everybody out there knows that we're little blue acorns.
Yeah, I know. And I'm still single. Do you think this is going to help my chances?
You know, we've always had a lot where sympathy is gained.
Now,
Doug, why are you calling tonight?
Why am I calling tonight? Because I just had to throw it out there. One, that I love the way you sing, Wynn, and I wanted to hear a little bit more for your supper. And two, I just wanted to kind of caution Don not to let, because I'm still single. You know what I mean?
You're questioning Don
this
about what?
It doesn't help his twin brother's cause.
Yeah. You know, I didn't realize that. You know, I keep thinking I'm married. What the heck?
Yeah. That's why you walk around in a robe all day long. Don, I wanted to tell you I love you.
I love you.
I'm not going to take up too much of everybody's time. But now that I'm here with Mom...
Hey, Doug?
Yeah?
I got to tell you, whenever I hear your name, I think about air conditioners falling out of windows.
When you hear my name?
Yeah, you remind me of air conditioners falling out of windows.
That mind experiment's been working.
Yes. Yeah, when?
You're going to have to call those boys at the Pentagon and say, it worked.
Yeah, you remember that, do you, Wynn?
I do. Is this mind control?
It was a little bit. It didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
Just a second. I'll get you off the mind control. Hold on. Okay. You're no longer a fish. Were you there? Were you there when that big 12,000 BTU machine fell out of the second story window?
Well, if you recall, I came over to your house and you had your housemate,
Tyler.
Terrell, right?
Yeah, Tyler.
Housemate. I had come over to
Flatmate. Isn't that what they say in Britain?
Your flatmate. Now, if he was a woman, you never would call a woman a flatmate. But,
not unless you're trying to really impress her.
Yeah, well, pleasure meeting you. Okay.
Or you need to get her pressed.
So now, I go in the house, and I'm supposed to meet his flatmate, and he tells me, oh, my God, look at this, and he look out the window, and there's this air conditioner two stories below on the ground. He says, I have to get Doug another air conditioner, or he'll never forgive me.
What my roommate did? Not only did this machine, this big thing, fall all the way down.
Yeah.
He actually said, Doug, let's go. Now, remember, it's raining, it's pouring, and it's muddy out the back. So this thing falls two stories, and he tells me, he thinks it's okay, it probably might work yet. So I go down to the second story, and I'm looking, you know, instantly I know, there's just no possibility. And, you know, you wouldn't even say, hey, it just might be working. But he says to me, Doug, it might be working, so let's carry it upstairs on one of those steel, rickety back stairways, right, where it's wet, and this son of a bitch is so damn heavy. And I'm thinking, no, you're insane. There's no way I'm going to carry this. Because, of course, he was the one who let it fall, and he feels really bad, and he doesn't know what to do. So he says, no, Doug. So I go down there and look at it with him. It is totaled. Pieces falling out. And he says, let's carry it upstairs, and let's see if it works. Let's plug it in. Insane. Now, of course, I'm smart enough to realize this thing is broke, but I'm too stupid to be able to explain it to him. Here I am, taking the whole damn thing up these two stories, to plug it in to find out exactly what I already knew.
Hey,
now,
Doug,
that, to me, was a waste of time.
Yeah, but the thing is, you're lucky it didn't blow sky high.
Hey,
you
Doug,
know, you heard about people using cells when they're charged. This guy almost burned his hand off. He plugged his cell in to the wall socket. You know, decided to use it while it was plugged in, which is utterly dangrous.
Hey, Doug, this is a guy.
Jeff Belusky says hi, Don.
Tell my main friend the best to him.
He wants to say hi online. You know how scared he gets when there's a phone, right?
Folks, you know, we have
I swear to God, he's bugging out right now.
This is the only man that I've ever met who is petrified of the phone. Right here,
there.
Jeff Matluski.
Hey.
Hello, my friend.
The only reason I'm cross-eyed is because listening to you guys just go on about nothing is incredible.
It is.
It's incredible.
It actually is worthy of listening to, isn't it?
I sit here and listen to it. Like, I'm going nuts.
You know you're live, right, in front of billions of people.
Billions and
billions.
Billions. Hey, wow.
Zillions.
There goes my fear. Wow. I am no longer afraid of talking on the phone.
Hey, Jeff.
Now it's only on the air.
Jeff, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
It's hard to get a word in edgewise when you get Don and Doug together.
Guys.
But did you ever hear a show that had so much nothing in it for an hour?
Did I ever hear what?
Our show is like 1 hour of nothing.
1 hour of nothing. Wow.
I mean,
I'm impressed with that.
We start nowhere and we end nowhere. In between, we have nothing.
And, wow, you end up at the same
Okay, that's
spot.
Enough. You're ruining my show. Shut up.
It's very
young. Get off the air. Shut up.
It happened way before
up.
We
Wait
got
Wait a second, man. You shut up. It's very zen. It's a very zen show.
Zen moment.
Anyway,
but listen.
You know, this is my friend. Folks, if you want to know who Jeff Matluski is, he's and I and I'll tell you this right now. He's one of my best friends. I've known him all my life. All my life. And I love this kid.
Trust me, I've known him
and,
all my life.
He's a natural. He's actually the guy. He's the single hunk that every woman dreams of. And well, you know, maybe you'll model for BBS Radio. I mean, he's extremely. I mean, I love him. He moves me. Moves me to gesture.
Don, what happened to your talent? What happened?
Hey, we're in Hollywood now. Hollywood. So
what happened to you,
you know,
Don? What happened
this
to your talent?
This is entertainment.
What happened to your calendar, the hunks of BBS?
You know, we were going to do that, and we actually, here's the thing. It's not like it was a fly-by-night deal, because we still are going to do it. We have the men of BBS, .com, and we're going to put out a calendar of the crazy poses of hosts that are on BBS.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to mark these calendars to help raise money for various charities and events. Really, they're going to be... charity driven. And I know it's a little crazy, but we do have the talent, pardon me, the people who have the ability to put that together, and have done it in the past and done it extremely well for organizations. So we want to do that. It's just a matter of putting, you know, we just hired on more people in several of the offices, three of them. So now, and well, we opened the third, and we hired more in the second, and in our office over here. So it's there's a curve here going on where, yeah, it's a learning curve. People are, you know, having to fit into their roles, and that takes a lot of time. So we just did not have the time last year coming into this year.
But
Jeff will headline the calendar. In fact, we're going
to
create a 1 minute show just so that we can give his show a title.
Love you.
And give him a reason to be on the calendar.
Hey, Don, I just wanted to bring this point to bear. Last conversation on the last show, you were talking about time speeding up.
Yes.
So I keep thinking, if time is speeding up, does that mean instead of driving 60 miles an hour to the bar, I only have to drive 50 miles an hour?
No, it means you're talking too fast and probably too often.
Anyways, you know I'm going to go out with Jeff. I haven't been here in a while. I love you, Doug.
I love you, Doug.
I love you, too. Big hug.
Doug,
we will speak soon.
Nice to hear from you, Doug.
And it's a pleasure to the PBS radio listening audience. I'm always grateful for the opportunity just to say hi.
And
bye-bye,
those of
everybody.
You that are listening, you're probably scared to call, but we really hope you do, because otherwise I just have to talk for the rest of the time with Don. And when Don and I talk, you know, we can get, like, really weird with each other.
We don't get a lot of mileage.
Yeah, we don't get a lot of mileage. We need help. But it's a little scary to call, I know. So those of you that have fears to overcome, I know there's those of you listening... Fear is in your space, and when you go to pick up the phone to call, this thing of fear comes up, because what are we going to say to you? So I'd like to say this is a chance to handle your fear and call.
Yeah. I mean, we've tried everything else on this audience. We've begged them. We've told them to get rid of their fears.
Mm-hmm.
We told them to just call up. We told them to have pity on us. We've actually even tried to mind melt with them and influence their...
Don will give you a psychic reading if you call. This will be the psychic reading from hell.
You know, the funniest part is half the time we've asked people to call, I'm usually so inept that I got to set up the station for me. And when I do that, everything goes wrong. I hit the wrong buttons. I turn off the calling lines. I mean, I've had some dinner.
Maybe we should call this show Inept Means Adept.
Yes. It's the evolution.
Yeah.
Of adept.
Name means insane. We could have Bucky today alone.
What do you
think? You want Bucky to tear you apart again?
You know, I love Bucky, and I think Bucky has a beautiful Bucknet energy.
You like Bucky?
I love Bucky.
I mean, the last time Bucky was on, he wasn't
Bucky
nice.
Bucky reminds me of a Symbian name. Bucky.
I think you should. Bucky says you should come
similar
out
to Buck Shee, right?
You should come up
right?
with a calendar.
Buck Shee? That isn't that. Wouldn't that be close?
The Dolphins at BBS.
Oh, we got a caller win.
Uh oh.
Somebody has challenged us.
Okay.
This person has challenged us, and we're going to put them on the air very soon here. They're actually probably trying to talk right now, but we have them muted. They have challenged us. You're on the air with Don and Wynn.
Oh, hi there. This is Dominic from London, and this is the first time I've ever phoned you.
Dominic,
this show.
You dare challenge us.
I'm phoning up because, well, I usually have, I'm too scared to phone up because I have nothing to tell you about. Nothing to ever ask you about. And
you actually want to ask us something? That scares me.
I don't know. I haven't got a question.
I'm willing to walk into my fear. Go ahead, ask me.
Well, Dominic, are you paying for this call? Or
I'll tell you everything.
I'll
tell you anything you want to hear.
Phone card, so.
You got a phone card. Okay, so we'll make it quick. Do you want like a 30-second Spinal Tap or what?
I don't know. I'm completely lost for words because fear is there. This is blocking any kind of idea of anything to say at all.
Total paranoia, fear-driven. I understand. I think it's an element or some form of a spirit. Wynn, what do you think? I think we can exercise it.
Well, you know, the fact that Dominic went to pick up the phone and is overcoming his fear to talk to us is a really, really good sign.
I think it is. I think bounty, generosity, and fortune will be forthcoming.
So, Dominic?
Yes.
Now, what would be the most embarrassing thing you could say to share with our billion listeners?
Zillion. We do the statistics on this show.
God. I don't know. I suppose basically that the most embarrassing thing probably is to think about how all through my life people have been telling me how stupid I am.
You know, that would have to be dramatic. You know, they say, you know, TNT drama, characters welcome. Truly, that would be dramatic. If people kept telling me I was stupid all my life, I would actually start to realize that it would get to me. Did it get to you? Has it gotten to you?
Yeah.
So, would you like absolution? We can grant that.
Wow. No, it's like...
Might not work.
Uh-huh.
We could try a few other things. The other things cost a few bucks.
Mm-hmm. But this idea that I'm stupid is just kind of almost deeply implanted in, right down into the depths of me. You know, thinking
right.
Maybe an alien implanted it, maybe...
Yeah, we have a good group of surgeons.
Hey, Dominic, are you
They're actually homeopathic surgeons.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Homeopathic?
Well, you know, eventually you end up with a few holes.
Wow.
But we will get it out.
That sounds beautiful.
Hey, Dominic.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with bok choy?
Yes. I've actually heard bok.
Are you one of our loyal listeners that we never hear from?
fairly loyal. You know, it's like I manage to listen to it maybe twice a month at least.
Uh-huh. Now, what do you think when Don and I fight with each other?
Well, I know there's people who fight with one another, and you have to do something. You know, I suppose you could sit around and not do anything at all, or maybe have this wonderful fight with each other that is some form of communication, whether... it's the type that everybody likes or not.
It is honest, though, isn't it?
Well, it might be honest. I have the impression that it could be honest.
We're not just talking it up.
Well, it is what it is.
If we were in the same room,
I like you, my friend. I think bok choy. I think if bok choy could give us words of wisdom, genuine, beautiful words of, and I would like to even help combine my energies, because understand this, I'm the true believer. And I think that the people around you are a remarkable win, because the people who've ever been in connection with you have had remarkable healings or extensions, or, but usually it's some connection to you directly or indirectly. Hey, I've seen that mathematically. It probably portend to be true. Mm-hmm. So that's cool.
Well,
so, therefore, when we want to hear more from the salad head.
Well, I don't know if he wants to speak. Does Buck Joy want to say anything? Oh, we're sitting in a hotel lobby, and Buck Joy is a little afraid.
Well, I'll tell you, Buck Joy, I seen her. You know, Buck Joy, let me give her some encouragement, okay?
Wait a second. Listen.
No, I can give her some encouragement. Buck Joy.
Don. She was very admonished by Buck Joy the last time he spoke. Did you know that? You remember, right?
Yes, but Buck Joy is beautiful. She's, I mean, when you look at pictures of her, she's gorgeous. And, I mean, so hot. Whoa. So, I got to tell you, that kind of woman just doesn't hate me. It's just impossible. She can't hate me. She's too good looking.
I don't know if we're going to get Buck Joy to speak tonight, okay?
Oh, no.
Oh.
Hello.
Buck Joy! Hello!
I'll let Buck Joy's alter ego say hello, okay? We won't have Buck Joy, but here's the alter ego.
Alter egos! Amen.
No, the alter ego.
Okay.
I don't know if alter ego is the right word.
Probably.
Let me just see if the alter ego, hey, guess what? Buck Joy's alter ego and I, guess what we did last night? We played music together at the Polish-Hungarian clubhouse, the Hungarian Cultural Center in Los Angeles, and they didn't throw us out. We actually.
Well, I'm half Hungarian myself.
You meant bipolar, right?
Bipolar?
Is that what she
said? The Hungarian Cultural Center, not the Hungarian Bipolar Center. that's another place. In fact, I think the Bipolar Center is the Poles. Bipolars.
Bipolars. That's what we've come to. You know, and let me ask you a question. And this is also to our caller. Because, and I thank you for calling, and again, you can always call me at any time, day or night, and we will help you with your problems.
Yeah,
probably create more, and
I would suggest,
but
you may call. We don't have a good track record of knowing how it works out when we help people with their problems, so.
Yeah, that's beautiful still.
But we'll try.
You know, we have a disclaimer. It's a lot like that medical disclaimer you see on TV. You know, call your doctor if it's all right with you. It might just cause abdominal bleeding or your leg will fall off. You might go into stroke and die. But most people, you know, relatively cool on it. Go ask your doctor. You'll be all right. That's kind of like how we are.
At school, every morning we read a passage from this thing called the Heroic Book of Failures. And, you know, I suppose if you're going to fail heroically, it always pleases me.
But I'm glad.
No, that is good. I like this.
Listen, our caller in from England. Would you like to share something about yourself?
Oh, God.
That's good.
Like what? I'm an artist.
You're an artist? You're an artist.
I listen to BBS radio more often than not, and I've got a super cute spirit guide named Jemima.
You have a spirit guide?
Oh, yes, she's very lovely. I quite fancy her myself.
Don, I told you all our listeners are weirdos. What does that tell you?
It tells us we're weirdos. I can live with that. I walk in step with the geeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I couldn't be normal. What is normal? I mean, I'll tell you, if what we're living in right now is normal to our being, then I'm confused. And I'll remain so. Not that I can't, you know, function in it and work in it and enjoy it and express in it and create with it. Not at all. It's just that, yeah, it doesn't seem normal. This wouldn't feel normal to me. Especially.
Hey, what do you think of those UFOs in Texas? You think they're negative or positive?
I think that if you're dealing with UFOs that come in waves like that, I would tend to think they would be positive. And there are those that adamantly disagree with me. In fact, on the greater scale, they disagree with me on that, folks, including all the hosts on our network.
They think they're negative.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
There are the hosts that disagree with that, and I'm one. I feel that there is negative. Okay, let me ask you this. This will clarify it for everybody just like it's clarified it for me. Now, we know the Earth was dying. We know the Earth is starting to change its vibration. We know it was a constant prior. We know that things are changing up greatly throughout the solar system, and we know that that must. I mean, by very definition, if we believe there's extraterrestrials, we believe they're infinite and varied, okay? Then we know that we must be attracting a lot of attention. We feel it, we know it, we hear it in all the things we read. So if that's true, do you really think that out of all that we attract, the majority of it's negative? On this timeline?
That, to me, would be
taking everything that love is, the whole energy of the universe, and saying, you know, because we asked for it, we're going to get the whole negative part of it. And they're the ones that are here helping us through the ascension, the evolutionary spike that Earth is going through. And indirectly or direct, must be directly, the inhabitants are going through. Now, if that's really the grand design of how things work in this university, I really don't get it. So I would have to, just by even logical expression, relay that. And that would be that the majority of these off-worlders would have to be of an extreme light-bearing constitution.
Well, you know, the Carla Ruckert readings said that...
extreme, or it would have went... Oh, I mean, I... Yeah.
70% are, you know, of the UFOs were negative from the Orion system.
In many systems, I'm sure that's true, sure. Yeah, I think the Orion system, I think many of those systems were negative, including the, especially the Orion system, but I don't think that's true any longer.
Why shouldn't it be? Where did they go?
Well, I think that much of the information that we have gotten was just much of the past, culminating in the now. I think that expression that we are seeing now is universe, not, well, no, you know, many of them develop at their own speeds.
But Don, you could be giving me disinformation.
True.
And you could be just saying, wait, I'm going to say this.
True, but see, I don't believe in the fact that all grays are negative, all reptilians are negative, all shapeshifters are negative, all this, because in my own understandings that I've come to accept, that has not been the case.
Yeah.
I think there's good and bad and all, but I also think that the majority here are all good, and it's powerful, and it's what you will accept, and individually in your own hyperdimensional ascension process, which we all are in individually because it's a choice, then that which you desire you will bring to yourself, and quicker right now, I might add, because you're better at it. And so it's a living, individual, fulfilling prophecy. That's really, I guess, the bottom line. it works in harmony with the energies, but you're flowing in such a hyperdimensional state right now that you're going to gravitate, let's say, to what you most are. And therefore, that is going to have a massive influence on this, with respect to you. So, do you want to open up your hearts? Yeah. Yeah, I think you do. I think I might have went above my own head there.
You went above your own head?
Anybody around?
By the way, you hear that piano in the background?
Yes, I do. I hear your organ.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, this is what I've been wanting to do, and I've asked a couple people, and they're doing it. We're about to get some new promos for the station. We have made some huge affiliations. Really, really, we have, folks. We are so quiet. We're not going to tell everybody everything because it seems ego shouldn't have any real play in a corporate world. It should be really what is and what is real in that vein. So, we are doing some things under the radar, and we're doing them very soon, and we hope they work. One of those is bbstalkradio.com. bbstalkradio.com. You won't find any mention of it. You won't find any advertising on it. You won't find any promos on it. You won't even find any links to it. It's just for you. The Don and Wind Show listeners, it launches tomorrow at 8 a.m., or Monday at 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. We've filled the schedule and we're adding to it, but we're keeping it silent for another week or two, just to see how things go and have a little enjoyment with it. It's a mainstream station. We've made a couple great affiliations, and we're cementing an agreement with a corporation now. We love you. God, you know, I must say that we really do love our listeners, and we've held out for the greatest things. And we're actually going to sail into this year with a lot of promise. And
so what's going to happen on BBS Talk Radio?
Well, we have a few connections, and we're opening up a live, full-on internet studio, video audio, at downtown LA, and we have a station manager, and many people are coming into the studio to run their programming. It's going to be a different type of, station, and it's going to involve, we're going to move it into mainstream, folks, help us. We're going to bring you programming on that. It's going to be outlandish, comedical. It's going to be gossip, entertainment, fun. But it's still going to have a purpose. And that purpose is to entertain and inform. Okay? And it's to do it in a very unique BBS fashion. So get on board, check it out. And I promise, again, you won't hear much about it for a few weeks yet, at least a couple. You might. We don't know. We're discussing it. It's just going to depend on how well systems go. We're writing a whole bunch of new scripts for it now. And we are excited. We're excited. We're excited by our team. We've brought on new people. We truly believe, we believe in the people. We believe in everything. We believe in expanding now when people are telling us that things are going to be really rickety. We happen to know that they're going to be beautiful for you, for us, and for everybody. Keep your hearts about you. Keep your strength about you. Empower yourselves. Are we going through tough times? So what? You want to make them the best of times? Follow that moment of highest expression, and you win. You really win. And if you don't know what your moment of highest expression is, stick around. We'll teach you. We don't teach much, heck. But
yeah,
we will teach you that.
We're setting the example here on the Don and Wynn Show.
We're setting
an example. Thank you. Thank you. We don't want to be the only example.
We are not the path. We are a path. If you go our path, welcome aboard. Fasten your seatbelts, but welcome aboard. Again, please, fasten your children's headgear on first. Strap them in. Put them on there. Put on that gas mask, but put them on them first. And when they're safely secure inside their seat, you can proceed to put your own on. And after you've done so, you will have entered the Wynn and Don Show.
Don and Wynn Show.
Don and Wynn Show.
And
caller, you're still with us.
Yes, I am. I'm listening, yes.
Thank you.
Listening to
thank
all your
you.
Wonderful words flowing through the airwaves and across the Atlantic.
And over the seas. See, I always knew I was a sailor.
How's the weather in London tonight?
It's a bit chilly, and it's quite a clear evening, though, I think.
This
I
is
can't
really
out the wind at the moment because the curtains are closed.
Isn't this really late in London?
Sorry?
This is really late at night in London, isn't it?
No, it's 2:37 right now in the morning.
I love you. You know, you stay up as late as I do.
Oh, God, I stay up till 6 o'clock in the morning sometimes.
You know... You see, my friend Wynn, that is loyalty. Loyalty. Loyalty to love. Because what else should you have loyalty to? Because failure has gone. There is no need for it.
That might be loyalty to lack of love.
No. Loyalty to love. Loyalty to love is really loyalty to yourself. What do you think of that?
Well, what's our caller's name?
My name is Dominic.
Dominic.
You see, because
Dominic,
I always try to ask Wynn never to repeat my questions halfway through the show.
Dominic.
I always, you know.
Don, I have a question. I have a question for Dominic.
Yes.
Dominic. Okay. Don is telling me you're loyal to love because you're listening to our show. Now,
yeah, it must be so.
But
even more so than so.
But if you had someone to partner with
okay,
you...
Okay, you're my new co-host. Wynn, shut up.
You shut up, Don. We're equal partners here. Just because you have the volume control. People keep telling
me... It gives me 50.00.
Tell Don to turn up your volume, Wynn. He's always making himself louder than you. Did you know that?
Well, I've noticed it slightly.
Just slightly.
Yeah.
See, I haven't tried to make it obvious yet. But you see, I'm doing what the New World Order is doing to the rest of us. They're stealing the elections from out from under us. They're doing it blatantly on every election. They're lying. They're putting fake tape on the boxes. They're ripping it open. They're changing. They're cutting it open. There's 110% votes in some precincts and none in some where it comes to where you ask the voters and, 40-50% are saying they're voting for somebody, but there was no votes for him in that precinct. You know, I gotta tell you. This is really quite similar to that, my friend. See?
Oh.
Exactly so.
Dominic, I have a question for you.
A question for me, okay.
Yeah. If you had a partner in bed with you right now. Would you be listening to the Don and Wynn show this late?
But she probably wants to listen to the Don and Wynn show too.
Your partner?
When?
If I'm going to have a partner in bed with me, I'd make sure she wanted to listen to the Don and Wynn show.
I love this guy. You know, you're commercial material. You're sellable. You're marketable. I love you.
Well, you know what?
I've got my super cute spirit guide listening to the Don and Wynn show with me.
Your spirit guide is listening.
She's really, really pretty. You know, I believe I've got a photograph of someone who might well have been her. She may have been an actress during the last century.
Yes.
And people just kind of fall in love with her a bit. And
would your spirit guide like to share anything with us?
She's just saying, I wish to say an absolute hello to you all.
I like absolute hellos.
She's also blowing a few kisses and kind of little love hearts floating around. So it must be your lucky day.
I feel lucky. In fact, I feel luckier now than I felt a moment ago. And interestingly enough, I'm always lucky. So that's remarkable.
Yeah, it's the luck that you're drawing into, or the luck you're creating.
It's the luck we are creating.
Uh-huh.
We. You know, none of us, you know, that's the beautiful thing. Even though we create our own university, our own lessons, we still communicate with others, and that's all that survives.
Uh-huh.
So yes,
exactly. You know, if I didn't communicate with people, I probably may as well not exist.
Well, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. What does it matter at that point? That's why the division of the creation was complete in every respect, and that's why we all are beautifully and deliciously, I might add, gods.
Uh-huh.
And in, you know, many of us choose to be the master students. Many of us choose to be the master teachers. But I think it also involves a lot of training. I don't know if you can get here from there just like click. I think we all go through choices to become as experiential in that understanding of we are one as we can.
So we have 12 minutes left, Don.
I have a question. Dominic, what does we are one mean?
I know what it means to some degree, but then, by my own definition,
What would your guide say? What would your guide say? We are one.
Okay. Means. Try and get in tune with her a minute. She's actually telling me about the idea of there's no. Well, she's saying in definition about. Well, she's coming up with now the idea that here we are as all one, and we all think we're all this. All these different people, and I'm getting all fragmented now, but it's kind of, here we are creating all these fragments that we think we're not the same person, but then we're just all this kind of big, beautiful, one big sea-like experience. Does that mean anything to you?
Absolutely. That'd be a lot of the raw energies, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's communicating to me this wonderful kind of cream-like ocean of white, and
yeah.
Here we are trying to create our own solid little realities, like little floating boats, and it's no more real than, no more different from the ice. No more different from the ocean than blocks of ice.
I would agree. What do you think, Wynn?
It's over my head, Don.
Oh God.
He's got two of them.
Okay, well, I suppose what one thing is, she's better at dictating words for me to write down, and I haven't actually got to the point before when anybody has actually asked me directly what she thinks, and it's all kind of a bit of a jumble, I admit.
I understand. Believe me, my friend.
Okay.
I
think you got it, and then it's a question will Wynn finally understand what I said. It might occur to him that he did understand, and then maybe he got the fragmented bit, and then he got confused as well.
Yeah, well, you know, he doesn't use the full version of BitTorrent.
Mm-hmm.
He uses
are you talking about me?
No. I'm talking about what you use.
What do I use?
I'm joking. Wynn?
By the way, we have not said a very warm hello to your mother tonight.
We haven't.
And we should. Okay?
We should.
For one thing, if we say hello to her, we might get a nicer email.
But before we do, I'm going to let the caller go. Dominic?
Okay, lovely.
Dominic?
Wait. I think Dominic should be with us when we call in the light. Because
I would love that. In fact, then we have Dominic. I'm going to call you on another line and then plug you in. Because we do have a caller that was supposed to call in. Wynn?
My international phone card. I'm...
Yeah, let us phone you.
Okay,
hold
I've got to work this one out.
Wynn, you just keep talking. I'll be right back.
I'm going to keep talking while Don gets Dominic's phone number. And that way, when we call in the light, we can bridge the ocean with it. Okay. And hopefully my phone battery won't go dead through all of this. It's holding up fairly well thus far. This is Wynn Free, and while I'm talking, let me just invite you all to listen in to our Monday night conference call on BBS at 6 p.m. PST, Pacific Time. And it's actually quite different than the Don and Wynn show. We have sometimes channeled voices speaking to you. We have planetary healings. And it's an introduction to the work that I've done since I wrote the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, where I hear the phone ringing in the background there, where I've kind of been a celestial emissary. So please listen to BBS on Monday night at 6 p.m. And where did Don go? Okay. It's hard to maintain a flow here because Don's on in the background. And whatever I say, he'll interrupt me completely. And so rather than get on the flow, I just have to kind of just banter around. So, Don, are you there? Hello, Don. Don Newsom. Yo, Don. Yo, Don. Where did you go? I don't even know if I'm on the air. I don't hear the noise in the background. And I don't hear my... There he is. But in any case... Don, are you there?
I'm here, buddy. I'm back, baby. Baby S. You know those people, they often wonder, what's that baby doing there? What's he got to do with BBS? Well, that's baby S, baby. That's baby S. And if you wonder who he is, he's our logo. He's the guy that makes it all happen. He is the innocent and always vital baby S.
Where's your guest, Don?
We have a guest. We have someone on.
Who's that?
You and me.
You and me.
Well then, and of course a dear, dear caller.
Dominic is on still?
No, Dominic actually. I had to let Dominic go because this is a fella who would like a healing, and he's going to call in the light with us in 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Caller.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I am getting better as I listen.
Tell my friend a little about yourself, please.
Yes, I am a 66-year-old man who, for 64 years, was a very strong and able sort of a fella, a mechanical engineer, and as a hobby, I was an amateur athlete, and I did strongman competitions as well as Highland Games competitions. And I was actually the caber tossing champion of the world in my age group in 2001. I then contracted a disease in 2005. I contracted somewhere around there. We don't know exactly when it started, but I ended up with something they called diabetic amyotrophy. And I went from 240 pounds, a very strong, muscular man, to 140 pounds of 100 pounds of muscle gone. And I was in bed for about 6 to 7 months and couldn't move without my wife helping me. And I was in a wheelchair, and then I started getting better, and then this thing attacked me again, this time and instead of in my legs for the most part, and around my stomach and diaphragm. And so I'm very much looking to some of the things that I've run into. I just found out about you fellows here a couple days ago, and I'm thankful to say that Don helped me this morning with a computer problem, and so I'm thankful for this whole radio programming. It's sure helping me to realize there's more there than I was afraid there might be. So I appreciate you guys being there now.
Wow. Thank you. Wynn?
Sorry, what's our caller's name?
My name is Wade, W-A-D-E.
Okay. Now, Wade, we don't do healings. I have...
Wynn?
A lot of conversations.
Now, we can help. I think you should tell this man
we can help with healings. I've had a lot of conversations with forces on the other side. And sometimes they've come in and worked with somebody. But from my experience, that in my conversations, part of it has to do with you, or the person has to, first of all, have their high self agree to something, some kind of intervention. And second of all, a belief system that it can happen. A belief system that doesn't block. So when we call in the light...
Wynn, I think you're going to find that this man, extraordinarily, is exactly what you just described. Am I correct, Wade?
I sure think so and hope so.
Well, I'm just telling you my preamble because, you know, it's just that I'm not ready to handle the expectations of everybody that needs to get healed, although I would hope that during the time that we call in the light, those of you that are open can be open to the possibilities. So on that note, without having any expectations, without taking on any kind of personal,
And I'm going to call Dominic right now to join us.
Yeah, you can call Dominic to join us, and we can certainly monitor Wade and see if anything happens.
Okay.
Wade, you ought to check out my website where higher-vision.org, okay? Higher-vision.org, where I tell some of the stories of some of the things that have happened around me.
Okay. I didn't get to the name Higher Something Vision.
Higher-vision.org.
Oh, it's higher-vision. Okay, certainly.
Yeah, because I've had this experience for the past 5 years of having communications with a group soul that identifies itself by the name Elohim, Council of Elohim.
Uh-huh.
And
I apologize. I can't find what I did with it, and I just put it somewhere. And we only have about a minute or two left, so we got to do this quick.
Dominique's number you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
I apologize, but we got to do this quick. We're already over time.
Okay. So All right, so what this we're going to do now is what I just call in the light, and I have some kind of idea that these guys on the other side are paying attention to me, and they're working in the space when I call them in. So when I'm saying this, you might pay attention to changes in your vibratory field, things around you, tinglings, funny things that indicate. That's one of the ways some of the people experience their presence. And Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each of us on this line. Don, myself, and Wade, and also all of our listeners. And right now, we'd like to see you imagining yourself in this flow of energy radiating from the center of our galaxy through our bodies to the center of the Earth. And we, meaning three of us and our listeners, join our energies together in a group energy at this moment. Those of you who are free willing to do so. And we invite those higher forces who are service to others in the Christ-bit energy to join with our group energy to create this huge group energy. And we can now direct this energy for the highest good of all concerned. So we'd like to direct it to encircle our planet and to find places of darkness, of areas where the energy isn't flowing. And just feel that energy filling in those spaces. For all of you that have physical problems, I'd like you to see this energy moving through your own body. See your body healing itself. Feel the oneness with these higher forces and allow them, for the highest good of all concerned, to work directly with you, realizing it's not them doing it, it's you doing it. You are them, they are you. It's a higher manifestation of the same oneness. We take a moment of silence and allow this energy to flow.
I love you.